This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
All right, Yield, give me a countdown in your top five reasons why you're excited to go visit Alex this summer.
Lego.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The thing with something mean is supposed to be believe. But I told that beats are awesome and that dining be amazing. But enough about me, guess we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it was for the fans, it would have been canned a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. City mood, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, I don't blame much for the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy whore.
Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 203. I am your Duke Blue Devil, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, the Wildcat himself, Alex.
You're a Duke Dickhead is what you are. Listen, folks, so Tricky is, he says if Duke and Kentucky play in the NCAA men's finals, that he's going to root for Duke and that he and I will be mortal enemies for a week. Actually, only for a few days because they play this Monday. But Tricky's not even from North Carolina. Explain why you would root for Duke, Tricky.
When I lived in Virginia, a lot of my friends were Tar Heel fans. And just to be the dick, when I was in high school, I decided, well, fuck, they're going to be Tar Heel fans, I'm going to be a Duke fan. But in reality, I couldn't give a shit about college basketball.
Well, it's nice to see that your tendency to be a dick carried over into adulthood.
Absolutely. I'm New York City bred and born, baby. So how you doing, Alex?
I'm all right. How are the Rangers doing this season?
They have clinched the division and are leading the NHL in points and might be winning the President's Trophy.
What is the President's Trophy? Is that Barack Obama's favorite team? Is that what the President's Trophy is?
No, the President's Trophy is awarded to the team that scores that gets the most points for their wins and ties over the course of the season.
I didn't know you could get so many points for cheating to win.
No. And ironically, the LA Kings, as of right now, aren't even in the playoffs, so go fuck yourself, LA.
Well, so they won't have to worry about getting beat by the Kings this year.
Well, since the Kings have not beaten the Rangers all year, I don't think that's a problem. And the Rangers' record against the Western Conference is so superior that I really don't care about the Western Conference this year. And basically, if whoever the Rangers meet in the Stanley Cup Finals, I think I'm predicting right now a sweep.
Oh, you better hope this happens, because you know if it doesn't, you're not going to live it down.
Hey,
episode 203.
I said if the Rangers make the finals.
You're predicting a sweep.
I'm predicting a sweep of the Western Conference team. You know what? Let me take that back just one step.
No. You already said it.
I'm predicting the sweep, reality.
Yeah.
No. I'm predicting the sweep, but in reality, I think it will go five games. I think they'll squeeze out. I think the other team will squeeze out one win, and the Rangers will win the cup on their home ice.
I think you're full of shit. That's my prediction.
All right. Well, he's already been talking, so you'll go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Yeah. You better hope this prediction comes true, because it'll be the Kings all over again for the next year.
Well, if the Kings even make the playoffs.
No. I'm talking about how we constantly, every time you bring up the Rangers, mention the fact that they got beat by the Kings in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay.
You know, the President's Cup is going to be the only trophy the Rangers are going to get this year. So, I mean, you know, it'll be crap like that, only worse next year.
They'll get the second-place trophy, right? They'll lose the Western Conference team?
They already have a trophy, so the President's Trophy would be actually their second trophy they win this season.
Oh, well, that's true. They got the division crown.
Yes. Also with us is Mr. Donnie.
What up, dope people? I'm back for I don't know how many times, but how you doing?
Before the show, listeners, we were talking about Donnie, and Donnie can't flow, and that's really disappointing because he's from Detroit.
Dude, I can flow, and the song I was doing was Whoa from Black Rob. So you're saying Black Rob can't flow. And Black Rob, you can come after him, the white boy who's talking right now.
You come after me because I can float better than both of you.
I float like a butterfly, steam like a bee.
Yeah, keep going.
No, just
that's all I got.
Yeah, but you know what the sad thing is, Yield?
What
you just did was better than what Donnie did.
Oh, snap.
I don't want to hurt you guys, Philly, so.
Yeah, okay. Let's do as we do every week and give you updated trophy counts. I am level 27, total trophies of 6,092, and a plaque count of 42. If that sounds familiar, it's because I didn't earn a trophy all week. Donnie, sir.
I am a level 26. 5,423 is the trophy count, and 74 plats, and 75 will be sometime this week. Hopefully. Maybe. Should be.
Well, tell us about that in a minute. Alex, your trophy, sir.
Level 24, 4,617 trophies, and I have 55 platinums in 54 games.
All right, and Mr. Yule.
Level 19, trophy count of 3,280, and a platinum count of 39. And I share Donnie's sentiment that by next week's recording, I should be sitting on 40.
All right, well, in all reality, by next week's recording, I should be on 43, but I'm probably not going to because I'm too busy. But let's get into what we're playing. Yield, you said you get ready to get 40. What are you going to get that 40th platinum in?
Motorstorm Apocalypse. Last night I got my last online trophy for reaching rank 40. So now all I got to do is go back through single player and find all 150 of the Motorstorm cards. And that's my last trophy I need for the platinum. So I think I found somewhere in the 90s on just my original playthrough. So I got, 50 to 60 to find, and then I get to platinum. So that's what I got for that. And then I've been playing, Simpsons Tapped Out, Hotshots Golf on the Vita. And I,
yes, we heard last week.
I fired up. Yeah, that was some malarkey, man. 0.3 feet from a hole in one. And that's a silver trophy. That's a tad bit agitating.
You got to go back and listen to last week's show, considering the sound effect that Donnie put in for you.
Oh, he did? Oh, I should, because I think Pac-Man thought I was talking about what he was talking about. He's like, what did I say? What did I say? And it's like, no.
That's what I thought.
So, but I fired up World of War Tanks on my laptop here because I was working towards my free hoodie that I will get for signing up at PAX East. And let me tell you, this little MacBook Pro doesn't like playing PC games.
It's being treated wrong when you do that.
I've never heard this fan run on this laptop. Good golly, this thing got hot. That fan was running as all it could, and my battery power, I started off at 88%, and like in a half hour, 45 minutes, I was down to 12%. I mean, the battery just... I mean, it just sucked it. So, but I think I've got my level tier 2 tank, so I'll be getting a free hoodie.
All right. And, Donnie, you said you're getting ready to get another platinum. What is that platinum?
My platinum is Second Son.
Ooh!
That's pretty much all I've been playing.
How do you like Second Son?
I don't like
those spoilers!
That. Okay, well, dude, that's a spoiler there. The gameplay is okay. He gets powers, and which you know, and you get like other powers, but you only can use one at a time. Which it's okay, it brings some dynamics to it, but I wish it was a way that you can switch them at will. But I do understand why you only use one at a time because of the way the game is played. But and the story is not really there either. I say it might be like two notches above the Order as far as story wise for me.
I think it's actually a little higher than that.
I can't say that. It just might be. I'm not a huge fan of the story. I'm not a huge fan of the spray painting too that they have in there. They got this new little spray painting mechanic that they put in the game. I'm not a huge fan of that, but okay. They also utilize
Oh, here we go.
The touch system, the touchpad quite.
You know, if Dottie wrote this stuff down for articles, we'd have reviews on games every week on ProvenGamer.com.
Oh, you know, yeah, but I would run a review, but the game's been out for a year plus now. You should have had the reviews of it already. But yeah, they utilize the touchpad, which is, it's okay. I can see them, many developers really utilizing this touchpad. I kind of hope they don't. I hope it kind of like tear, like burns away like the Sith Assist did later on in the Station 3's era. So I kind of hope the touchpad burn away too, but I doubt it because it's a freaking touchpad and it's part of the controller now. So I doubt if it burns away, but they utilize it okay.
Well, see, Donnie, you could still do a review. We could call it Second Opinions by Donnie.
I like that. You know what? I really do like that. I think I might get up on that.
You know, everybody else has rated this game a 10. Donnie has played it, rates it a 5.
And that is my opinion.
And we'll have to put a disclaimer at the beginning. The views and opinions expressed in this review don't necessarily respect Proven Gamer or any other sane person on the face of this earth.
I know. I like this one better. I am not arguing with you in this review. I'm just explaining to you why I'm right.
There you go.
A throwback from one of our old hosts, Hard Rocking Guy. You can either agree with me or you can be wrong. It's your choice. Alex, you're what are you playing, buddy?
So I'm still hunting for that Okami trophy, the platinum, and I'm almost there. I got like maybe 8 more trophies to go. So by the next time we have a show, I'll probably have it.
Oh, so that means Tricky needs to get his platinum, because if we all got new platinums, he can't be the odd man out.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's just what I've been playing is absolutely nothing all week. I just went back to work. I haven't been taking my PlayStation to work with me.
Well, good, because so, you should be working.
So I haven't really played anything all week, obviously reflected by my trophy count. But, yeah, I gotta work on that platinum for Lego Batman 2, especially since I'm paying for the subscription and I haven't been using it.
What trophy do you need in Lego Batman 2?
There's a bunch of them. I got to get the $10 billion one, which I'm close to because I got like $9.8 billion.
That actually isn't bad once you get all the multipliers unlocked.
Right, and I have everything unlocked as far as the character-wise. I just have one more character to unlock, and I need the 250th gold brick to unlock the last one, which I think is Batgirl. So right now I just got to go through all the levels and get all the mini kits and free all the civilians.
Get the mini kits. Whatnot.
Mini kits.
Oh, kids.
So I just gotta go back to the levels, and then basically I got like 3 or 4 more levels to go through and just do the free play on, finish that up, and then it's pretty much done.
Basically clean up.
Yeah.
Clean and up and grind.
Well, I don't even have to grind. There's one trophy that I gotta get, which is you have to drive all the mini kits that you unlocked.
Oh.
So I have to go back through and just drive all the 15 vehicles. All right, but that's what I've been playing. Let's get into our news this week.
Ooh, yeah.
The first bit of news we have is the PlayStation Plus.
Oh, yeah. My bad about that.
I wasn't the only one
that
heard that, right?
My bad about that. I forgot to talk about the...
We just got buzzed by a UFO.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about that. I'm glad that reminded
what?
Me.
What? You seen the UFO, too? I'm not the only one.
That reminded me of some things I want to talk about the Station 4 before we get into our news. So I guess we can go back to something new, DLC. I don't
know. All right, let's rewind a little bit.
Yeah,
Donnie.
Yes.
Oh, Donnie has DLC here. Let's go.
Yes, real quick. I got some gripes with the Station 4. I have come to realize that you can't open up you can't view your trophies offline, and there's no option to switch them offline. Which
I told you that.
I don't remember you saying that, and they need to bring that jump back. I don't want to be connected to the network just to view my trophies. That is some real bull crap for real.
They've already addressed that. They said a patch will be coming to fix that.
Thank you, Sony. I don't understand why you took that out, but you do a lot of things where we got to talk about it twice before you think about it again.
It's one of those things that was just it was just overlooked. It wasn't they didn't design it that way. It was just something that overlooked that something's not working.
It's the same thing as dynamic themes. PlayStation 4 comes out, it's better processor than the PlayStation 3, but oh wait, we'll have to patch in dynamic themes.
And another, I just realized this right before we recorded. There's no when you download videos, there's no way you can like watch them without being online.
You should.
I can go. Does this PlayStation Video? I can watch the videos that I downloaded without being online.
You're not downloading the videos,
so that means I had to stay connected to the network to watch them, right?
Are you talking about like the Power series?
The Power series, the free episodes that you get from the free video part of the store. I don't even know where they at to even watch them. And every time I go to them to watch it, I go to this Video Now thing or PlayStation Video thing, and it's right. Bringing me to a bunch of stuff that I have downloaded. But I don't think I can watch them without being online
because you don't own the videos.
How come I don't own them? It's free.
You have free access to it. You don't own them. If you went into the PlayStation store and you bought a movie, then you download it and it's yours.
That's some bullcrap because on Station 3, I own them. Like, I watch them anytime I want to, whether I'm online or not. That is some Sony better fix that bullcrap. All
right, let's address this in a future episode because we have a lot of topics to get into.
We do. One more thing.
Dottie. Yes. Save it for next week.
What you
buddy.
Heard? No, it's about the same before. What you heard earlier, that noise came out of my controller. Now, in Infamous, they have sound effects like when you suck up stuff, it'll make the sound effect.
Whoa! I didn't know Infamous was like that.
It'll make the sound effect, and the sound effect will come out of the controller rather than the TV speakers. Now, if the speakers blow on this controller, does that mean I don't hear that sound effect now?
I guess so.
That's some bullcrap. Sony, fix it. Let it roll.
Getting into our first topic, Sony has revealed the 6 new titles coming to PlayStation Plus subscribers in the month of April. First up is Tower of Guns, which is a roguelike first-person shooter with randomized levels and enemies. That's also a day one title for PlayStation Plus. It will be available for both PlayStation 4 and PS3. As will Aru
was
Awakening. A-A-R-U. Awakening. Which is a 2D action performer. You'll be in charge of a mythical creature who has to juggle his teleportation and charging skills to make it through the levels. PlayStation 4 owners, meanwhile, will get access to Never Alone, the puzzle platformer that explores the world of Alaska Native stories alongside your fox companion. Anyone who owns a PS3 and hasn't been to Dunwall will finally have the opportunity as Dishonored arrives as part of the Instant Game Collection. And finally, Vita owners will have the chance to play Killzone Mercenary or the puzzle platformer Monster Bag.
So wait. So does that mean we're getting Killzone Mercenary, or we just get to play a demo of it?
You get the game of it.
Ah, cool! I don't have to go buy it.
Vita still game.
But it's PlayStation Plus. So if you give up PlayStation Plus, you can't play it no more.
Oh, but I'm not giving up PlayStation Plus.
What? Well, that's what any sane person does, but Donnie will tell you, well, if you don't have a PlayStation Plus anymore, you can't play it no more.
Well, that's true. You can't because it's free as long as you're part of the club.
Right.
The club.
I mean, that's what it is. It's basically a club or a subscription, however you want to look at it. You pay your membership fee or however you want to look at it.
Speaking of,
it's so popular that Xbox had to go.
You just fucked up my segment.
I did. That's how I roll. Xbox had to go copy it and go their Games for Gold. You know how is that? Ours is PlayStation Plus. They got Games for Gold.
I just heard a beep.
Oh, I mean that's just.
I just heard a beep.
He said, "How is that?"
I just heard another beep.
Leave it all you want. You're gay.
I couldn't hear you. I
heard Donnie's going to leave that. There must be I can guarantee it.
There must be a truck backing up down my block because I keep hearing beep, beep, beep.
No, that's the Roadrunner. Meep, meep.
Is the is that the nursing home, Tricky? The trick for the nursing home to come change your diapers?
Probably. And the nursing home might need to Spotify that. On our next topic, the PlayStation 4 owners and PS3 consoles will be getting the Spotify app today. If you remember, this Spotify app was going to be the replacement for PlayStation Music. It is now available in 41 markets. And it will also be coming to the Xperia smartphones very shortly. You won't need a premium Spotify account or a PlayStation Plus subscription in order to use it. As long as you have a console, it will be free. As with other versions of the service, opting to buy a premium account removes adverts and increases quality of songs. So if you're listening to a Spotify or you want to listen to music, the app is now live.
Can Trophy Horrors get on Spotify?
I could check into that, but that'd be, so.
That'd be awesome, awesome.
Speaking of awesome, awesome, our next topic is going to give, Mr. I Yield to No One a big boner. Sony has announced the limited edition Batman Arkham Knight PlayStation 4 bundle, including the specially themed console. Now, before I get into details of pricing and whatnot, it does look nice.
It's a darker gray than what the 20th anniversary is, but I like it. The decal across the top, I may just cover that from with another decal. I mean, it's kind of cool, but I just like the gray color.
All right. Now, I read this article. I don't know if you guys read the article entirely, but I have a little bone to pick with this. Okay. The system is available for $450. The bundle comes with a limited edition steel gray PlayStation 4 system chassis with a custom Batman Arkham Knight faceplate, a matching DualShock wireless controller in steel gray, and the final entry in Rocksteady's trilogy, obviously Arkham Knight. The bundle also comes with the Scarecrow Nightmare missions previously announced for PlayStation 4 and is available for pre-order. Another bundle containing a normal looking PlayStation 4, a DualShock 4, and the game will also be available for $400.
Wait, so I'm paying $50 extra just because it's special?
You're paying $50 extra just because it's steel gray.
Oh, that's some bourgeois.
That's what I was saying.
No, but aren't you getting a different version of the game? Are you getting one with just the game for free and now the other one is the game and the extra stuff?
If you get the normal-looking PlayStation 4, you're getting the game for free. If you're getting the custom one, you have to pay for the game along with the system.
But you're getting the other DLC, right?
Everybody's it's getting that
Sony,
DLC.
It's a Sony exclusive.
Oh.
Shoot, right now Walmart is running a deal where you can get The Last of Us PlayStation bundle with two free games for $400.
Doesn't Batman has a limited edition version all by itself? The game itself.
Yeah, they actually have two editions. They have the special edition and they have the Batmobile edition.
And yes, and how much are those again? The Batmobile is what? 100?
The Batmobile one, I think is... No, the Batmobile one is 200.
200? And the other one was just 100?
I think it was 150.
No, I thought it was just $100 for the statue.
That may be true. Wait, I might be wrong. It might have been $100 for the collectors, $150 for the Batmobile.
Well, yeah, that is kind of sucky then. It is very kind of sucky. Because I'm quite sure people are still going to buy this limited edition and still get the limited or collector's edition video game standalone.
See, I thought about getting this bundle, but for an extra $50 for a gray PlayStation, I don't know.
That you're probably going to cover up with a decal anyway.
Yeah, I more than likely will anyway. I just wanted the gray PlayStation, so I don't know about that. And I don't, because I was debating about waiting to see what Uncharted bundle they get, but at the same time, just like what Donnie was saying, you know, if they come out with an Uncharted bundle, which I'm sure they will, I'm going out and I'm going to drop whatever amount of dollars that they have for the ultra special cool edition for Uncharted 4 because it more than likely will be the last one.
Don't say that out loud because they're going to price it that much.
And that would be the last time you see Yield because Amy Meister will kill him.
No. We've had this talk. She knows I'm dropping the money for the ultra cool special edition that I probably could buy three games for one game deal.
For 3/4 of his soul. All right,
Alex, what do you think about this custom PlayStation 4?
I mean, if
someone wants to spend the money. I mean, I'm not going to. I just give me the game and I'm fine.
Well, you need the console too.
Well,
so.
I have. Oh, that's right. But since the order's no good. Or at least disappointing, then I don't really need to buy a PlayStation 4.
Well, that's what Donnie said.
Well, that's what a lot of people say.
That's what Ricky said, too.
That's what seems to be popular consensus, is that the order is a disappointment and not very good. So, with that being said, I don't think I need a PlayStation 4 at all anytime soon.
Yes, you do. Rock Band 4. That's the only... Well, and Uncharted 4. Those are the only two. Well, in Batman Arkham Knight, there's three reasons you need a PlayStation 4.
If we give, Yield any more time, it'll get to 10, 20, 30.
Well, there hasn't been that many games announced. I mean, you know, gotta have games yet. Those are three games that I know you'll want to play. You'll want to play Uncharted. I gotta have somebody to play Rock Band with besides Tricky.
Speaking of games.
And then Arkham Knight. You loved Arkham City, so Arkham Knight.
Yeah, it's the second segue you fucked up.
I'm on a roll then. Let's go for the hat trick.
Tricky's face.
Speaking of three games that you're not going to want to play, Assassin's Creed Chronicles Trilogy has been announced.
What? Another Assassin's Creed game? Get out of here.
Hold on. Ubisoft has announced a trilogy for new games set in Assassin's Creed universe, exploring each a different locale. As previously revealed, the first, quote, chronicle will take place in China, where players will experience the downfall of the Ming Dynasty. The remaining two entries are set in Russia and India and detail the aftermath of Red October Revolution and the Warren Sikh Empire.
The assassin named Mulan?
Climax Studios is handling development of the trios of titles in conjunction with Ubisoft Montreal, and the games will feature a 2.5D perspective, each with their own distinctive art style. Assassin's Creed Chronicles China will release on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on the 21st of April in both North America and South America, followed by a release in European territories a day later.
You know, they're going to make a ton of money off of these HD remakes of all these Assassin's Creed games on the PlayStation 5.
Because stupid games.
And each chronicle will cost at the price point of $10, and those with the Assassin's Creed Unity Season Pass before it was taken away will be able to download China, the first game, at no extra cost.
Boy, let's move on.
At least they're changing it up and putting it 2.5D.
No, that's still some bullcrap. It's the same old thing. But,
Wait, stop.
Yeah.
How is it the same old thing if they're changing the style of the game?
Because it's the same as that thing. No matter what style you choose, you still playing the same Assassin's Creed. No matter what.
What are you talking about?
You still gotta run up on your enemies to kill them. You still gotta, you still gotta use your climbing abilities. It's all the same. Nothing changes.
Donnie.
Nothing changes.
You know what 2.5D means?
What?
Do you know what 2.5D means?
Yes, it's a side scroller now.
Right, so you're not running up walls and stuff.
I didn't stop all these other games from running up walls. I got a ninja game on Station 3 that's a 2D, and you freaking running up walls and jumping off of them and coming down slashing on people, on foes. So why can't you climb the walls?
Okay, well, you're not jumping, climbing on walls like you do in all the other Assassin's Creed.
Of course, it's 2D. Tricky, I know that, but you still climbing walls. But anyway, I was about to go buy another game today. I mean, other day, Friday.
What were you going
to
buy?
I don't know. I was taking back a game that I already had, and I still had the receipt and returning back in within 7 days. Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Let me just get something else. I didn't know what to get. I was about to get the crew.
Just Cause 2?
No. This was
Tricky. Tricky does say the crew's good. That's a game I'm probably gonna pick up on Tricky's recommendation.
I'm waiting for you guys both to pick it up so we can run a crew.
I'm not going to pick it up no time soon because it's freaking online requirement just to play it, which is some bull crap. I did not know that.
How do you not know that? I told you that when I started playing it.
Dude, I don't pay attention to you anymore, Tricky.
Hold on a second. Not only do you do a show with me, you edit the show, so you hear me say it a second time at least, and you tell me you don't know this?
Tricky, when I edit the show, I take off my headphones until your waveforms end, and then I know when to pick back up.
So you're saying there's no, like, single player that you can play offline? It's all online?
No. The game can be played single player.
But it has to be, you still have to be connected to play.
But the game has to be connected to the internet in order to play it.
Bull crap. So I put that back.
That's some Xbox bull crap.
Well, the reason behind it is because you're supposed to be running with a crew.
Yeah.
And you'll see people running around, but they don't actually interact with you. Like, you'll see the ghost of somebody else playing in your game.
Yeah.
But you don't actually interact with them until you actually say, hey, become part of my crew. And then their ghost, so to speak, becomes solid, and then you can interact with them.
You bring them in from the farther.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You're losing me.
So I put that back, and then I was like, you know what? Assassin's Creed Unity was like brand new, $20. I was like, I'll give it a try. Then I came across Far Cry 4. You guys know I'm not a huge first-person shooter fan, but I will play them. So I asked the guy, the front guy, like, which ones would you suggest, Assassin's Creed or Far Cry? I did play the second one, and I kind of dug it. So
really, that's why I'm suggesting it. You liked Far Cry too?
Yeah, I kind
of
dug it.
My God, I played enough of that for when we got it free for Plus. If it wasn't for the fact that everybody raved about 3, I was done with the series after what little I played of Far Cry 2. My God, it was so broken. Not I say so broken. It was just...
Well, Far Cry 4, I think, was the game that lets you play for free.
Well...
If Donnie owns it, he can send an invite out to me and you on the PlayStation 4. We both play the game for free.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that one. But Far Cry 3 got such a huge, you know, everybody loved it that it made me go, all right, if there's that much love behind it, then they actually must have did a lot of good. Because as much as I dislike playing 2, and I wasn't the only one who I've had this talk with and who agreed with me, that it turned me off for the whole series. Like, I don't care. I can't believe you're making a third. That 2 was so bad. But I want to play 3. I want to play Far Cry 3 on the PS3 and then move on to the 4 for the 4. Boy, that was confusing.
The guy told me that the story doesn't pick up from any of them. All of them are new stories. So that's why I got...
Hello?
That's why I got 3. I mean, that's why I got 4 without getting 3. So, but anyway, he was like... Far Cry all the way. I'm like, well, I'm not a first person fan. He's like, oh, okay, well. Then I also said, well, Assassin's Creed is, I'm so freaking tired of Assassin's Creed. He's like, well, then Far Cry by far. He's like, I haven't played any of them since, what, I think he said 3 or Revelations. And he was like, well, nothing has changed. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm tired of them. They coming out with them.
Donnie, you want to know what your first mistake was in this entire conversation?
What, asking a GameStop employee?
Asking a GameStop employee about games.
No, I'm asking another gamer who plays games about games.
I'd probably say about 90 to 95% of the time, you're probably right. If you go to the store enough and you know the people behind the counter.
The people. Yes, I know these people.
Then you know that you can trust that person. That person's not just trying to tell you, oh, this is the hottest game on the market, so yeah, you should buy that one. That he's not trying to make a sale. He's actually, I'm a gamer, and I'm giving my gaming opinion to another gamer.
When I walked into GameStop, shortly after they announced the Xbox One with the DRM...
That's exactly how I felt. That's our thought exactly. What?
That's exactly how I felt. And the GameStop employee said, oh, you don't have to be connected to play. There's no online check-in. I walked right back out of the store.
Oh, you should have just schooled him right then and there.
Then, hold on.
To be fair, just because they work at GameStop and they're selling video games does not mean they're not idiots.
Hence the 95% of the time, you shouldn't really talk to a GameStop employee about games, maybe.
Well, I mean, like, when I go into a store, like, I know what I'm looking for, so I generally just go to that. Like, I will only ask for help, and, like, if I'm just completely lost or can't find it. But, like, if I walk into a game store, like, I know what I want, and I don't want some dude's opinion who stands behind the counter. Like, he may be a gamer, he or she may know a lot about games, but I just don't hear it. I know what I want, and I know what I like, and what I like may clash with what they like.
and Alex will school you.
Well, anyway, Assassin's Creed bullcrap. Let's move on.
All right, Mortal Kombat X.
Don't care. Moving on.
We'll let you play the DLC characters without actually having to purchase them.
All right, how's that?
According to series director Ed Boon, one of the special tower types that will be in the game gives players a chance to sample DLC characters as long as they log in and try the fighter during the event's duration. He says, quote, every day when you come on, there's going to be three towers in the living tower section. One changes every hour, one changes every day, and one is called a premier tower, which is like an event tower. So, for instance, if Jason comes along, you're going to have a Jason tower where you play as Jason and fight up in it. And you can even use the tower even if you didn't purchase Jason. So it's really cool. It gives players a taste of what the character is like to play. Boone did not specify how long the events might last, but it sounds like they'll be employed as a sales tool for the DLC, which means they're likely to pop up for each of the characters as they're released.
I gotta say that if that's how they're going to use it, that's quite a smart marketing strategy because, you know, I mean, there are people who are Mortal Kombat fans and they're going to buy every fighter so that way they have every fighter. But it would be kind of cool to be able to do that so that way you could try out all that character's moves and be like, ooh, I like this guy. I would like to buy him and then go into the store and buy him. Where instead of, ooh, this guy sounds cool, and you buy him and you're like, oh, this guy is a tool.
Yeah, true that. That is pretty cool.
With the game being coming out in a little over a week, there are some the full roster has been revealed, and there's been some notable people left out. First, the announced fighters. The announced fighters are Tanya, Predator, Tremor, Jason, Liu Kang, Sonya, Jacqueline Briggs, Takeshi Takada, Kung Jin, Ermac, Melina, Goro, Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Cassie Cage, Farrah and Tor, Kotal Kahn, Devorah, Raiden, Kano, Reptile, Quan Chi, Kung Lao, Kenshi, Jax, Katana, Aaron Black, Johnny Cage, and Chinook.
So it seems what they're doing is adding in a bunch of like family characters. Like so, like I heard Jacqueline Briggs, which would probably be related to Jax. And we talked about who else was in there. Kung Jin would that be like Kung Lao?
I think so. And there's also Cassie Cage, which is the daughter between Sonya and.
So are they going to be? What they're doing with this? Are they starting like a new generation of fighters so they can like. In future game, like take out all the old fighters and start with these new fighters, establishing some new ones now, and then using just like a whole new generation of fighters later on.
Well, let's talk about the people that are still rumored to be in the game, which have not been announced, which is Sindel, Boricho, Cabal, Rain, Smoke, Cyrax, Striker, Nightwolf, Fujin, and Baraka. Those are not been announced.
Now you said something about would you say Tremor was one of the fighters?
Tremor is actually one of the DLC fighters.
Now, this shows you how not into Mortal Kombat I am. You're not talking about the movie Tremor. There's actually somebody named Tremor.
Hopefully,
they are not putting Kevin Bacon or Fred Ward in there.
Why not? Tremor's think movies. About that. Can you put Kevin Bacon in Mortal Kombat? The Seven Ways of Bacon, the Seven Degrees of Bacon
maybe,
would just be...
Six degrees of Kevin Bacon. No,
if it was
Kevin Bacon as Ryan Hardy from The Following, then I could see him in Mortal Kombat, but no other way.
I think you were talking about like that creature that Tremor has.
See, that's what I was thinking. Movie. When he said Tremor, I'm thinking that dude that burrows underground. Can you imagine that in Mortal Kombat? Your guy's looking all over the place and all of a sudden out of the ground he gets eaten in half?
If anything, that would be like a stage fatality or something going on in the background of the stage. If anything, I was going to get
the tentacles come out of the ground and grab you.
I might be wrong about this because I saw it in passing, but I believe that Tremor has actually been put into the game because of people signing an online petition and sending it to Ed Boon saying we wanted Tremor in the game. Now, I know it was for one of the characters, and I believe that was Tremor.
But who is he, though? I don't remember ever hearing a character called Tremor in the universe of Mortal Kombat. And where did he come from What I want
to
know.
According to IGN, Tremor is a character yet to be played in a Mortal Kombat fighting game. His first and only appearance was in a tie-in game called Mortal Kombat Special Forces, and he was a boss.
That's why we haven't heard of him, because that junk was some bull crap.
Well, apparently enough people wanted him that they did an online petition to get him in the game, so... Alright, and our last bit of news, it seems that Sony has acquired the cloud gaming tech called OnLive.
OnLive? That sounds like an Xbox thing. How dare they?
OnLive, I'm going to be honest, I don't know much about OnLive, although I do know that it was supposed to be a console that was developed that was supposed to rival both Sony and Microsoft. It was used in an online service, and you were streaming the games rather than having to download them. But
isn't that now?
No, this was. I think this was based off of Google. Not Google.
GameFly.
Android. You know what? Let me. I will do my research for next week to give you back on more of what's on live. But the news this week is that Sony has acquired the technology patents behind OnLive. The terms of the deal have not been shared, but Sony now owns several of OnLive's assets, including its U.S. and international portfolio patents on cloud gaming. It says here that OnLive is a streaming service specializing in cloud-based video gameplay on multiple devices.
Well, you had to have that little adapter thing to be able to use OnLive in the controller, right? That was like circa 2011, 2010.
I believe so. One thing there's no here is that because it was a paid subscription, it will remain active until April 30th, and no subscription renewals will be charged as of April 2nd. OnLive, add those who charge to subscription renewal after March 28th, will be issued refunds. Sony has not discussed what their plans are with the technology, but it is likely they acquired the patents to add to their streaming service, PlayStation Now. If you remember back in time, Sony did something like this in the past where they bought Gaikai, which is now what we know as PlayStation Now.
Well, that's what this sounds like. It sounds like they just send PlayStation Now's nickname.
That's going to bring us to the end of our topics. but Donnie, it seems like you have a trophy and tip.
See, I can't do it no more.
That was horrible.
That was horrible. My freaking job, man. I can't speak no more. Let's give it a second try. Titties. Nope, can't do it. Give me about 2 more days. I should have my voice back. I'll make a sound bite just in case something like this happens again.
All right, get to the point. Give us your second son trophy tip.
Well, second son, infamous second son, it's a tip when you get your little superpower meter up to the maximum, and you go into war, and you about to die. I found out that if you about to die, and you up under a bridge or a building roof or something, and you use it, you regain your health. So you got like an unlimited supply of health, as long as you're not able to pull off your super move all the way, because you have to shoot up in the sky, and the roof is blocking you from shooting up in the sky, and in the midst of doing that, you regain your health. So
That's only for the smoke power.
This show's gone up in smoke.
Let's go into our topic of the week, and quickly, because we want to wrap up the show, we're running a little long on time. Donnie, I'm going to assume you put the topic of the week in?
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell us what your question is.
I asked you guys, what are some of the best closures, or what you think should be the closure to a game series?
Feeling like this is done and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, done. It's over with. I don't feel that they should reboot it, but I know it's going to happen anyway.
Can I go first?
Sure. Since you've been quiet this entire episode, that you feel like a stranger to us. You should apologize to our listeners for being so quiet.
Don't be needy.
You should apologize to the listeners.
See, Alex is just waiting. You know, he's not one of the people that have to constantly talk the whole episode.
I mean, you're talking about Far Cry. I don't care about Far Cry.
It doesn't matter what you care about.
So anyway, I'm gonna get in here with this before.
Tricky never can get it. First off,
you were way late. Secondly,
you know what, Tricky? I would like to see a little bit more excitement. A little more enthusiasm.
Some enthusiasm.
more enthusiasm. There you go.
So I want to get in here before anyone else says this answer, but I think the Uncharted series, the first three games, the third game kind of had this very Disney happy ending. Everyone flies off together into the sunset. All your favorite characters are still there. They're all, you know, still buddies. They're like a family, and it's very much like the perfect ending, and it's like, you know what? The bad guy's gone. They're all the good guys are safe, and I don't need to see any more. I'm good. I've had three games. It's been a trilogy. Let's go on. Let's move on to something else. So, yep.
That's a good one.
I was going to agree with Alex. The way they ended Uncharted 3 with Nate's plane got, or Sully's plane, got shot out of the sky at the very beginning, and then in the third, as the third game is ending, they buy an exact plane just like that, and they're going to fly home in it. So it was kind of a nod to the first game. Everything's happy. They're all going home. I was perfectly fine with the game ending like that, but at the same time, you could still feel that if we end the game with three, we did a service to the fans. You know, here we go. The game is over. But at the same time, you could see it being left open for, well, if we want to do a fourth game, we still can. We didn't write ourselves out of it. But three was a good way to end a series, and I had no qualms, no arguments about it.
Good. I feel this for two games in particular. God of War, you guys know my reasons. God of War 3 was a great way to end a series. We all know that somewhere in the future is going to be a sequel. I really hope it doesn't, and I really hope they don't plan on rebooting it like the toss that's going around. So they did. He did exactly what he planned not to do at the end of part one. The part one, he was out to get, Ares. Once he did it, he realized the gods just really used him. And now he had his heart on setting out to take out the king of gods himself. Zeus took down a whole of Mount Olympus, and many of their assistants. And was a beast at doing it. So please don't do another God of War. No, not even a prequel. prequel. And Metal Gear 4. We know everything there is about Metal Gear. Please, after 5, please. I didn't even want 5, but you bringing it, and I'm going to get it because I'm a huge fan. Please don't do any more Metal Gear.
You get it. You're going to play it, but you're bitching about it.
I'm not crying about it. I just say I didn't want it, but I'm going to get it because I'm a Metal Gear fan. I'm not crying about it. I'm just saying that they should have closed it at the 4 because 4 wrapped up everything there is to know about Metal Gear and Bit Bosses and Snake's storyline.
I'm a little different because when it comes to games, I enjoy a good game, and I want more. I mean, I'm thinking that there's going to be some revelation in 5 that's going to really, like, surprise us. I mean, Donnie keeps saying we know everything, but I don't think we know everything. I think there's more to the story that we just don't even realize we're missing, but that one little bit of information is going to set up, is going to change our minds about the series.
How come we don't know everything?
How
come we don't know everything? Because the very, 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 very start of everything to do in the Metal Gear series begins in part 3. And we play everything else in between part 3 leading up to the version of Metal Gear Solid part 1.
I don't think we did.
We did. They told us everything that year.
Well, see, 3, Snake Eater technically took place before the original Metal Gears on the NES.
Before anything happened.
Right. So we don't know the story of how it went from Snake Eater. Well, I mean, technically we do with Peace Walker. But we don't know what led up. I think this is going to bridge the gap into where we actually learn about Solid Snake.
He said it all in 4. He said it all began with Zero, which was Major Zero, was the guy who commanded the whole mission in part 1. I mean, Snake Eater.
Right. We were told about it, but now we get to experience it.
I see. That's what I'm saying. We can experience. We already. Yeah, that's my spoiler. I want my Metal Gear spoilers.
obviously, we're going to do a spoilers when that game comes out.
No, but I want it before that comes out.
And Uncharted 4, I want more of the game. And it's like a couple of you guys, I don't know, I know Donnie particularly, but I don't know if it's Alex and Yield or Boltius. They don't want a Last of Us 2. I want a Last of Us 2. That game is so good that I think it would actually be a disservice to the series if you don't continue it.
No. I was perfectly fine.
Listen. If the game ended, I'd be perfectly fine. I would. But call it selfish or call it what you want. I want more of that. I want to play more of that game. I want to experience more of that world.
Okay, I got to, like you say, a disservice. Don't you think that making a game series go on, especially longer than sequel 3, in my theory, like I mentioned before, a game really starts to diminish when it gets to sequel 3 or passes sequel 3. Now, to me, I think that is a disservice, continuing the series, knowing you have no idea to carry how to carry the story, you know, because it really ended the game before this one.
If you get to the point where you're just quote-unquote phoning it in and just, you know, it's a cookie-cutter-paced game, yeah, I'm with you. But as long as you can maintain the intensity and the quality of the game that you have put out before that...
Tricky, I'm going to bust you up here a little bit. So you said you want to see, with The Last of Us, you want to see more of that world. The world wasn't the interesting part about that game. It was the relationships with the characters, particularly Ellie and Joel. Name one part of the world that you actually remember vividly.
I remember the camps. I remember the tension that I...
You said camps, but you're not talking about the environment or the world. You're talking about two characters and their story.
I remember the dam.
I
remember the dam. I remember...
With his brother.
What was the other one? Oh, the campus when they met the zoo animals that got out.
Oh, yeah, the college campus. Okay. What does that sound?
That's me spray painting all over your thoughts.
Donnie's playing Jet Grind Radio.
Oh. For a second, I went, what is that sound? Then Donnie says, it's the spray paint. And then I remember the sound comes out of the controller and he can't mute that.
Yeah. But I just feel like you said, it starts to diminish in 3, usually in most series.
Well, that's generally the case. But what I'm saying is, as long as you can maintain the quality, then, yeah, give us that game.
But that differs when the next game comes out. Because even though I'm saying this, Uncharted 3, we're going to the Uncharted now. When we got to Uncharted 3, we seen a decline in what we expected in the game series.
Hold on. I'll let you finish a second. I'm pulling a Kanye here.
What? That you're saying that Alex is the best podcaster ever in the world and Alex should have won? Yes.
I think the problem is 3, we basically got the same story 3 times, which is my same gripe that I have with the Arkham series. We've basically gotten the story 3 times, same story 3 times.
Well, so, yeah, and it kind of... Okay, let me just finish my statement. We've seen this story, diminish in 3 of Uncharted. Now, it didn't deter us away from the series, but it does make us caution 4. You know, we still going to get it because, you know, we're curious about how they're going to hopefully finish it like they say they are. But at the same time, it's like, can we expect Uncharted 2 out of this? Can we expect something more than Uncharted 2 out of this? Because that's what we want to see. Yeah, we want to see Uncharted 2 or more.
But see, the thing is I 3 and 2 are the same quality game for me.
No.
See, this is the way...
No.
No, they're not. No. 2 is way better than 3. What you're going to get with 4, you're going to get a Uncharted Last of Us vibe. And that's the meld you're
okay,
going
to get. Let me explain something to you. And just keep an open mind when I say this, okay? We got Uncharted, which was our foot into the door of the Uncharted world.
It doesn't matter what you're going to explain!
No.
Yeah, that was kind of a tricky.
Uncharted 1 was our foothold into the door. 2 was a polished up version of 1. because they said, okay, we have a good game now. Let's polish it up. Let's make the great game that we know we can make. Three was basically two done again. So everybody thinks two is a better game than one, which it was because it's a more polished up game. And everybody puts down three because three was basically two redone, just told with a different but similar story. That's the way I look at it. It's not, three wasn't a bad game. Two wasn't a spectacular game. Two and three were basically the same game.
Can't agree with you on that one, buddy.
I just feel that Metal Gear 4 closure, it was a good one, no more. God of War 3 closure, no more. And this was a good topic.
Alright, that is going to bring us to the end of our show. Let's do some housekeeping.
Yes. I'm tired, yes.
RuperGamer.com is looking for some staff members. We're looking for some writers, podcasters, video editors, news reporters, and generalized help with the site. If you're interested in helping out with the site, please stop by the website, click on the Help Wanted tab, and fill out the application. If you're interested in applying to the site, please stop by, fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to check out all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos can be found on YouTube by doing a search for Official Proven Gamer, and check out all of our videos there. If you're listening to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it, but there are several ways you can listen to this podcast and our other podcasts, which is iTunes and Stitcher and your various podcasts and devices on your smart devices. If you listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher, if you could and would, please stop by, leave a rating, preferably 5 stars, and let us know how good of a job we're doing or how bad of a job we're doing or more professional we need to sound.
I give it to you on.
Let's start with the segues.
Yes. I'm trying to do the segues, but Yield was derailing me every chance he got this week.
A true professional never gets derailed.
I set you up for that one, for the Assassin's Creed one by talking about three games that Alex needs to buy. I set you up perfectly for that, and you just...
You kept talking.
No. You couldn't close the deal. Just like the Yankees, they can't close
the
deal.
I'm sorry, 27 championships is just ringing in my head. But our other podcast is PG Spoilers. Yes, we have a planned episode. It will be going up on our Facebook group. We're going to be doing a spoilers for the Powers series, which I know Donnie mentioned, but I don't know if he's actually liking it.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet because I have to be online to watch it.
Okay. And our other podcast, our newest podcast, Press X to Win. Be sure to go check that out. It's a really good show. And I was actually on episode 5, giving the show a little extra spice.
So don't go listen to that show. Don't listen to episode 5, listeners. Warning.
Yeah, I'm trying to be like Puffy, man. Don't be like Puffy, sign all these artists, and you just got to be in the video for no reason.
If you want to get a hold of us, there are several ways you can get a hold of us. You can send us an email to trophyhorrors@provinggamer.com. You can contact us on Twitter. You can contact the site @provinggamer. You can contact the show @trophyhorrors. You can contact me @trickymick. You can contact Alex @saundersaurusrex. You can contact Yield @IYieldToNoOne. And you can contact Donnie @youngtwists. There's also a phone number which you can call us. Yield, what is that phone number?
Oh, 330-PROVEN-9. That's 330-776-8369.
Very good.
Ah! Then I have to look it up.
And I went to you because I noticed you weren't on the agenda anymore, so I was trying to catch you.
No, I did click back to my email. I went, oh, crap. I closed it already.
All right. And also, you can contact us by going to the right side of Proven Gamer or the SpeakPipe app on Facebook and click on that and leave a message. That is, the SpeakPipe is not just for the podcasters. That is for anybody on the site. I think that is going to conclude our housekeeping, but we do have some sponsors. Our first sponsor is Extra Life. Alex, tell us about Extra Life, sir.
So it's a wonderful charity event in which anyone who wants to participate, it's free, obviously, can sign up alone, just play by yourself, start a team or join a team. Oh, what is this? It's a 24-hour gaming marathon that you get sponsorships. It can be $10 for the entire day, $1 an hour, basically any amount you want. All the money that you collect, that all that you get will go to a Children's Miracle Network hospital of your choice. So all the money that you get, or all the money that your sponsors give you, goes to the hospital 100%. So it's an easy way to do something really good for kids in your area. Wait, hold on. Was that you singing? I thought that was like a giraffe dying somewhere.
I killed one of the giraffes in The Last of Us.
Oh, you monster.
You can't do that.
Exactly, you monster.
That's proof that Tricky glitches, that he killed one of the giraffes and, in The Last of Us.
Wait a minute, are you a PC player now?
No, yield. Can you go fund me?
Go fund you.
No, go fund me.
No, go fund you.
Tell us about it.
We got a GoFundMe. Go to GoFundMe.com/ProvenGamer and, I still haven't come up with the theme song. Donnie's going to sing you a spring song if you donate enough money to so that way we can buy ourselves better podcasting equipment to bring you, the listeners, a better show.
And so you can hear Tricky sing in even better, more horrifying quality.
That's right.
If that's what you really want, I'll sing for you. Yield, you mentioned every week our reward levels, our trophy-themed reward levels. I thought we'd mention what they are this week.
Okay, you can go ahead and do that.
And then I kind of cheated and added three more, and but we'll do that in a second. For $5, which is our bronze level.
So what'd you add? Did you add bronze, silver, silver, gold, and gold platinum?
Yes, I did.
What, okay, man?
All right, for $5 for the bronze level, you'll get a shout-out on the show. For $10, you'll get a shout-out on the show. For $25, you can get all lower rewards plus a future seat on a future episode. For $50, you get all that I just mentioned, plus you get any question within reason answered on the show by your favorite whores. For $100, you get everything that I just mentioned, plus Donnie will sing a song for you about you.
If I have my voice back.
For $250, you'll get everything I just mentioned, plus a host must platinum any game of your choosing within 6 months on their personal PSN account. Exception is if their personal life of the host prevents it. And for $500, I have to go stand in front of Madison Square Garden wearing an LA Kings jersey.
Yeah. So everyone donate $500.
Yeah.
So if like multiple people donate on different days $500, do you have to like live camp outside of Madison Square Garden?
No, there's
in an LA Kings jersey.
No, there's only one of those rewards can be claimed.
Hold on. No, wait.
Exactly.
So,
wait a minute.
Well, then there's no incentive for people to give more than $500 more than once.
Exactly.
I'm not trying to die more than once.
Well,
but instead of wearing
dying,
shouldn't you have to wear, instead of a jersey, shouldn't you have to wear the 2014 Stanley Cup championship shirt?
Well, we said that it had to be the championship jersey of the Kings.
Do you have one of those?
No, but I can go buy one.
They still, do you got to go to eBay to get one of those?
No, I'd get it off the NHL store. But they would have to do it before the end of this season. Because after this season, they won't sell it no more. Unless somehow the Kings win the championship again.
There's still hope.
But and our last sponsor is Donnie. Who are we sponsored by?
I can't, man. Amazon.
You can show more enthusiasm, man.
My soundbite has the enthusiasm for me.
Yes, we are sponsored by Amazon. If you could and would, each and every time you do your shopping on Amazon, please stop by Proven Gamer first. Click on any Amazon link and continue with your normal shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. With all that being said, that is going to close out our show, but we do have some shout-outs. Alice, let's start with your shout-out, sir.
So I'd like to give a shout-out first to the band Hailstorm, one of my favorite musical groups. They released a new single at the end of March, I Am the Fire, and they got a new CD coming out soon, so go listen to that. It's Hailstorm. Give a shout-out to the Kentucky Wildcats, who are in the Final Four and playing against the Wisconsin Badgers tonight. 8:49. Hopefully, if they win, they'll go to their second straight title game. Crossing my fingers for that, hoping.
Well, they will lose to Duke.
Hoping that the championship stays in the Bluegrass. Comes back to the Bluegrass, actually, since UConn won last year. And as always, I want to thank the listeners. I didn't do that first, which is weird, but I want to thank the listeners for being awesome and being our fuel and letting us helping us go, because Trophy Horse is really all for you guys. So we appreciate you all. Final shout out to my love, my lady, Christina, who is my best friend and just an amazing part of my life. So shout outs done.
Shout outs done. I like that. Shout outs out.
The Buckeye himself, yield your shout outs.
Give a shout out to you guys. Always a fun time recording. Shout out to the fans for listening, because I don't know who else would listen to us ramble for a half hour and derail each other. Fudgems. See, I got all this stuff planned out through the week, and then when it comes time to do it, I quit writing it down because everybody was harassing me. Oh, it's like you're reading from a piece of paper. Well, that's because I remember my shout-outs in the middle of the week. I will hit everybody up. I forgot this week, next week. So, I'm done.
Mr. Donnie, your shout-outs.
I want to give a shout-out to the fam. I switched it over and do them this time because, you know, they paid me. I want to give a shout-out to the listeners. Y'all didn't pay me yet, but hopefully some way in the future, y'all would do so through Patreon. I have no idea how Patreon works, but I hear it a lot through YouTube and all the time. So, maybe give it a try. And shout out to you guys. You guys are awesome, awesome. Tricky's face in the video. You guys are awesome, awesome. Like I said, I've done doing this podcast stuff. Shout out to Whatever Talk, my other show that I do outside of video game stuff. And
listeners, if you want to stay sane, do not listen to Whatever Talk. If you're already crazy, just drive over that cliff and listen to the show. But if you have, if you're sane and you don't want to go crazy, do not listen to that show.
You want to be entertained out the wazoo.
Is that just an hour of Donnie arguing with himself?
That's Donnie talking to, and I'm not even exaggerating,
A blind guy in a chick.
And a borderline ghetto chick.
Oh, wait till I tell her that.
So wait, is it like Eddie Murphy is like Donnie impersonating these people?
No, Donnie.
Is this like the Nutty Professor, the Nutty Donnie?
Let me just say one thing. The girl on the show turns to them and goes, "Hey, have you guys seen this movie?" And he goes, "I haven't seen any movie. I'm blind."
Thanks. Even more of a reason why you should listen to the rest of the conversation on Whatever Talk. Podomatic.com. That's it. My shout out. Go check out Whatever Talk. I'm here. I guarantee you would make you would get like tons of laughs out of it. Team Fat.
And I want to give a. And I want to give a shout out to the goddess, and I want to give a shout out to Sweet Mama D, and I want to give a shout out to the listeners, and I want to give a shout out to you guys for showing up every week to record. Even though, Alex, you are a giant pain in my ass who I love, and yield.
You're a Duke fan. You are a giant pain in the ass by default, by definition.
Yes, definition. I am.
And before we get out of here, I just want to say that this show is sponsored for Americans by Donnie.
Americans by Donnie?
Alex or Donnie, Americans 2016. For Donnie.
That would make you my co-running mate.
No, because I'm not running.
No, he's on the Huddleston ticket.
That's right.
So what am I on, the Tricky Goddess ticket?
No, it'd be Danielle and the Goddess.
Yeah.
Danielle, so where am I running in this?
You're not. You're like the secretary.
You can make sure that... You can make sure the mic sounds good when we go up to talk.
Oh, so I'm the nerd that sets up all the audio.
You're the gopher.
There you go.
The gopher.
The gaffer.
All right,
here it is. You're the intern.
Since my shout-outs got cut, I will just end the show. So until next week, if there's nothing else, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
C-A-T-S. Cats. Go Kentucky.
You the man and do another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your horno.
Or you can go and do a Tricky Man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to forget the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.